check us out to hear the latest on life in the Volunteer State. Ivanka and her guests discuss everything from life, love, and business with a Tennessee flair.
It's a Tennessee thing!
Always relatable,
always relevant,
and always a good time. This is Talking Tennessee. And now your host, Ivanka.
Welcome back to Talking Tennessee with Ivanka. I am your host, and Adrian is in the building.
I'm here, live and in full effect.
Full effect?
Full effect.
What are we talking about today, Adrian?
Well, for one, the Gators are coming in town this weekend, and I think that's the conversation for everybody at this point.
I think it is, too. So many people are, you know, some people are concerned, some people are optimistic, some people are pessimistic. I am all Vols every day, all day. So I truly believe that the Vols is going to win.
I'm here for it. It is football season right now. Everybody that knows about Vol fans, committed, honey. We are committed fans. We show up. We show out. That's just what we do.
My husband already has went out and bought me a new shirt for the game.
Was it cute, girl?
Oh, yes. He's went and got me a shirt. You know, they're making the checkerboard this week. And it's like, we've got to be a part of it. So we have to have the right color shirt. We've got to, you know, be ready. He's already got our Uber set up for Saturday from going to the game, coming back from the game. He's
got the whole situation.
Oh, yes. It's a full date.
Oh, it's a full date.
Yes, we're dating each other at the game.
Oh, that's just beautiful. I'm so happy for you, girl.
Thank you. Y'all know that Adrian is a hater when it comes to those type things. So sometimes I have to put her in check about her hate.
Y'all, I do. I'm not even going to sit up here and lie. I sit here and I hate on my parents. My parents have been together 20 years.
Been married almost 19, been together 22.
Yeah, I can't keep up. But anyway, they've been together a long time. My parents are the most wonderful couple that I know. We talk about this on our Facebook Live show a lot. And I always say, I'm like, if it was not for my parents, I would not even be thinking of marriage. They have like a beautiful marriage. Not perfect, of course, because everybody, that's just, you know, natural reality.
We work every day on it.
But it's a beautiful thing. So, yes, I do hate on it a little bit, but I hope you enjoy your football day. Are
That's
you tailgating?
Good. We are going to be tailgating. Okay. I'm not going to give the, you know, where I'm going to be, but I would like to say I will be tailgating. I want to try some great food. You know, that's the one thing about the Florida Gators coming to town. There's going to be so many tailgates. There's going to be so much food out there, and it's going to be so many people trying different things that they normally don't cook, and I'm going to be one of them. I can't wait to see who's got the best queso dip. I want to see who's got the best chicken wings, who's got the best sliders.
Are you going to bring me a chicken wing?
No. Do you want me to lie or tell the truth?
So I have to order my own food?
Correct.
Well, what kind of deal is that?
It's called being an adult.
No.
And responsibility.
Return to sender.
Did she say return to sender?
No.
Everybody, let me just explain to Adrian that Adrian has to make sure that she gets her food and ready to go with her chips and dip.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it. You know, oh my goodness, this is a share moment. Pow. The share moment is that I'm going to share a recipe with you, okay? The recipe is, okay, ground beef, okay? You chop up your ground beef. You chop up some onions in it. You get some Rotel. You get some Velveeta cheese. Melt your cheese. Put 2 cans of Rotel in it. Drain your ground beef with onions, drain that meat to get the oil off of it, mix those things up right there, put a little bit of scallions in it, and you got one great hell of a dip. All you need is some chips. So that's one of the recipes that I will tell you that I always make for David.
Oh, y'all just got some free game then.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
It was the papow moment.
Go papow.
To share a great dip. I'll tell you another one, and Nature will tell you the recipe to a dip is buffalo chicken dip. Okay, buffalo chicken dip is really, really good, very easy to make. Adrian, would you like to share?
Oh, let me give y'all a little tip, okay? So you can either get the rotisserie chickens at Kroger, or you can get the canned chicken, whichever one's easiest for you. Get you some chicken, get you some hot sauce, whichever one you choose. I use Texas Pete and I use Frank's Buffalo sauce. You mix those together, get you a block of cream cheese, get you some ranch. I usually just drizzle a little bit, probably about 2 or 3 tablespoons. Get you some shredded cheese. You can either cook it on the stove, or for me sometimes, whenever it's make it easiest, I pop it in the microwave, and then you just adjust as you need to. If you want more cheese in it, if you want to make it spicier, you can put more hot sauce in it, whichever one, and it's so easy to make.
And I'll tell you one thing that you can add to it that would make, if you want it more spicier, you can put a can of Rotel in it.
You can. And then there are some people that will put it in the oven and let it bake with some shredded cheese on top. I have done that before, too. So whichever is easy and how much time you have, but it's such an easy recipe to do, and it's always a fan favorite.
Yeah. So grab you some chips. I like the bite-sized chips because the bite size just, to me, just mixes up real good with dip. Those are two of our go-to dips Landis's do. For game, for the big games.
And it's always so good. We love snacks in this house, so we like to try new stuff.
Okay, if you say, okay, I don't want to make anything, Ivanka, what's your suggestion for some great wings? I'll tell you what David is on right now. He's all about Calhoun's wings. They're naked wings, really great. Those wings, they have a lot of flavor, and they're just really good. The Naked Wings by Calhoun's is what I recommend for game day. So that's another thing to pull together your tailgate.
Those are good. Yes. We actually had those the other night, and they were so good.
Yeah, get your wings. And honestly, their baked beans are to die for.
Yes.
I think Calhoun's has the best baked beans in town, honestly. And the wings is up there, too. So those are two things that you can get, and you don't have to make them. But honestly, you know, between the wings, the baked beans, you know, your dips, you know, and your chips, there's not much, you know, that is left besides some great sliders, okay? Make you some great sliders. I make chicken sliders, and I make hamburger sliders. Chicken is my favorite, and I use chicken breast, and then I just stack my mine. I'll tell you the best ones that I make is I make a fried chicken breast. I get the Hawaiian rolls, okay? Those are my sliders. And then I will make my chicken breast like normal fried chicken. I will put a pesto mayonnaise. I make my own mayonnaise. With pesto and mayonnaise and a little bit of love in it. A little Worcestershire sauce in there. And then that's my pesto mayonnaise. So I put the mayonnaise, I put the chicken, I fry up a couple pieces of bacon to put on there, and then I put lettuce and tomato. It's probably the best slider out there. You need to try it and just, you know, let me know. Come back on the podcast. Go down in the comments and let me know what your thoughts on these recipes. But let's talk about the game for a minute. I will get back to some food in a minute. But let's talk about the game. You know, Tennessee and Florida have been rivals for decades, okay? And so it's like, well, everybody's like, well, should I go to the game? Should I not? Okay, do I go to every game? No, I don't. This game, I'm going to. We have season tickets. Thank God for my father-in-law. He was a professor at UT for many years, and he's always donated to the university. And so he's got season tickets, and we always make sure that he gives tickets to us. So anyway, he's got the seats, the real good seats, covered seats.
Can I get some tickets?
No. She can't get any seats.
You're not going to be at every game.
I'm joking. We'll give you some tickets to some of the games.
Oh, well, thank you. Some sweet.
Yes, not to the main games. Like, you can't get Georgia, Alabama, or Florida. Okay. Anyway, you want Kentucky?
I'll take Kentucky, but I really needed Alabama. I have plans.
Okay, that will be the next podcast that we'll talk about, is how we are not giving Adrian the Alabama tickets. Okay?
New tickets.
Yes. But the best thing about going to a game, let me tell you that, when you come together with as many people, I think it's 106,000 people that it can hold at Neyland Stadium. And so when you come together with all those people and you see the spirit of everybody's on one accord, everybody is ready to cheer on the Vols, it is such an experience. You know, and I'll tell anybody, you know, some people are like, well, I don't want to go unless I'm sitting in good seats. I'll tell you, even if you're sitting in what they call nosebleed section, it's still a big experience. It's just the spirit, you know, of that many people on one accord for, you know, celebrating one thing, and that means the Vols. You have to be, crazy not to enjoy that.
So I'll tell you guys a little thing. I've never been to a UT game. I've never been to a UT football game. Not because
you publicly admitted that.
I did. I publicly admit I've never been to a UT football game. I have said for years that I was going to go. So this is going to be the year that I really do go. I'm really going to go. And the reason why I was laughing about the Alabama tickets is because one of my best friends is an Alabama fan. We have been arguing. We argue about this game every year. And we've been arguing about it. Hadn't even got here yet. So we said, since it's a home game for Tennessee this year, that we might try to go together. And just, it's going to be hilarious. So we'll see how that goes. But, yeah.
Yes.
That's what's happening in the football world. It gets very competitive around here.
It gets very competitive. And, you know, I think Adrian should go to a game. I've told her this for years. I've even offered to give her tickets. She's not going to admit that to you.
But yes,
I've
she
offered
has.
Tickets to
I will,
Adrian.
I will admit it. Thank you for giving
it. I think it's a great thing. And there's a lot of people that will, you know, take their kids for that experience, because it's like, okay, you live in a city that our blood runs orange.
Does.
Okay, it does. And, you know, it's a great university. You know, a lot of people come out of that school with great degrees and all that. And so, but the sports of it all is just a great time to come together, you know, with your community and you know, support your local team, college team. So that's my biggest thing. I love UT. I love the people. I love to interact. I love to meet new people.
I've heard the energy in Neyland Stadium is crazy.
The energy is unreal. It really is.
Yeah.
There's nowhere you can go with that many people that the energy will be that positive. And it really is. But it's a big game, though. I'll tell you that. You know, we don't want to see Florida come up here and win. And so that's why the Vols have to really practice this week, and they have to get out there and make sure they're ready to go. Our quarterback has to be on top of his game. Our running backs need to be ready to do just that. And the wide receivers, all of them need to have the A game. Our defense needs to make sure that they make them fumble and make sure that they, you know, catch those interceptions and shut it down. Yes.
Not you showing your football knowledge up in here.
Yes.
I see it.
Yes, I am a football girl, okay? My mom and dad watch sports my whole life, and we've always been that football family. So hear me when I tell you, I'm not that girl that don't know what's going on the screen, that just gets up there and yells because everybody yells. Hear me when I tell you, I don't want people, I need people to pay attention. Okay.
And I
literally hype it up. I scream out fumble. I scream out, you know, when they up there to kick, I want to make sure that I am supporting the team by saying, you know, block it, kick. Let's go.
Let's go.
I am that person, you know, so I'm the football girl. And David loves it. He loves it. He got a wife
that
loves football. And I was an athlete, so I really love those type things. Let's get back to some food right quick. Another great things that I will tell you is, you know, some kind of salad always goes good. So I'll tell you, if you're going to do sliders, wings, I would have potato salad or I would have spaghetti salad. Either one of those would go really good at a tailgate, okay? Either one of those, potato salad or spaghetti salad, would be awesome. I'll tell you an easy thing to how to cook spaghetti salad. You boil your spaghetti salad. While that's boiling, you cut up your your red onions. You cut up different peppers, like red or yellow, is what I like. And then I chop those up. And then I get a bottle of Italian dressing. And then I get this seasoning. You know, because Yvonka Landis has her own seasons out.
Yes, she does.
And I use my vegetable seasoning out of my collection. And I mix that up. Then I put cubes of cheese, snack cheese, in that spaghetti salad. I mix all those things up. And it makes a hell of a spaghetti salad. You finish it off with a little paprika and a little bit of pepper. And you'll have a great salad. You put it in the refrigerator for at least an hour and a half to make it chilled, and you serve that with your sliders and your wings and your dips. That's another great recipe, an easy recipe.
Sounds good to me.
Very easy recipe.
You want to stay home this weekend to cook it?
No.
Oh.
No. Another thing I'll tell you that people like that is a filler, corn on the cob. Corn on the cob is a great filler, so, and it's easy. You can buy one in big old bags, a little small corn on the cobs, and call it a day and add it to all that. And your whole meal is done, okay? The things you may want. You can get a vegetable platter from your local Kroger's or Publix or whatever, and then get you a couple bags of Lay's chips. Hey, you've got a tailgate. And a hell of a one, too. And you get your soda pops, your cocktails, and all that. And you pull all that together. And let me tell you another thing, how to do your tablescape. You go and get go to the dollar store, get one of those tablecloths, the plastic tablecloths. If you want to theme it, do an orange one and a white one. You can do an orange tablecloth. Take one of the other tablecloths. They're only a dollar. Take the other orange one and crinkle it up across the top so you're making you a runner for your table. Okay? Get a couple of, you know, little football things that is at the dollar store. Now, this is how to do a tablescape, $10 or less. Okay? You get a few little football things to put, you know, on to hold that middle runner down, okay? And then you line everything up with your plates, your napkins, and your cups, and you put your food over there, and then you put a football in the middle of your tablescape. You've got a whole table thing.
And then just enjoy it, y'all. This time of year is a lot of times when most people get together because fall is here. The weather's usually great. Like, everybody loves usually September to December because that's when there's a lot of holidays being celebrated and a lot of things going on. So enjoy this time with your friends. Enjoy this time with your family. Make good of it, and you know, truly, you know, give yourself the time to be able to enjoy these things and spend time with people, because I know we get so busy doing the hustle and bustle of things, and then, you know, you just kind of miss stuff. So enjoy it. You know, have a little football on a Saturday. Doesn't take much to put something together. You know, we just gave you guys some great recipes, and just have fun with it.
Have a great time. Go Vols. And hopefully the next podcast we'll be saying that the Vols won against Florida Gators.
Yes.
Okay.
Wish us luck.
Yeah. So make sure that you tune into the game. The game is Saturday at 3:30. Get your tailgate started around 11 or 12. Have a good time. And know this. We are the first family of real estate.
Because we put families first.
Please refer all your friends and families. to the Landis girls to buy or sell in this hot market. We sell all of East Tennessee, and we're here to help you be a homeowner. Or if you want to sell your house and you upgrade or downgrade, hey, we're here to help you. So tune in every Thursday to Talkin' Tennessee with Ivanka. I'm your host. Adrian's my co-host, and we love y'all. Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks for listening to Talkin' Tennessee with Ivanka. Watch out for our weekly episodes from the First Family of Real Estate. And check us out on the web, www.YvankaSalsRealEstate.com. See our videos on Ivanka's YouTube channel or find us on Facebook under Ivanka Landis and Twitter at Ivanka Landis. And don't forget to tell a friend about us. Until next time, Ivanka signing off.